It's Friday, May 30, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. As part of its long-term reserve management plan, the Bank of Namibia will now incorporate gold into its foreign currency reserves. Herta Ekanjo, reporting for One Africa TV's News on One, says the central bank intends to acquire locally produced gold, targeting a 3% share of its total net reserves.
Bank of Namibia Director of Strategic Communications, Kazembire Zimbruka, emphasized the rationale behind the shift, clarifying that unlike Zimbabwe, Namibia is not backing its currency with gold. Meanwhile, economist Erastus Nginomenwa has welcomed the move. Nginomenwa noted the benefits for value retention and reserve diversification, pointing out that countries like France and the United Kingdom have long relied on gold.
Plans are underway at the Agriculture Ministry to possibly restart the stalled Vinduk Fresh Produce Business Hub project in Vanaheda, according to its spokesperson Simon Yipandulua. In this report by News on One's Selma Tapopi for One Africa TV, the project, which has been inactive since its planned 2018 launch, aims to become a key platform for the nationwide distribution and sale of fresh produce.
Yipandulua told News on One the project remains on hold due to a reallocation of funds, as a substantial portion of the original budget was diverted to address more urgent national priorities.
The project is currently on hold, as a significant portion of the budget that was planned to construct it was used for extensive earthwork to level the mountainous site where it will be positioned.
South Africa's minister in the presidency, Kumbutsu Tsaveni, says security will be intensified when U.S. President Donald Trump visits South Africa for the G20 Leaders Summit in November at Nasrec Expo Center in Johannesburg. She says this level of protection is standard for any other global leader attending the summit. Tsaveni dismissed claims that Trump's presence signals a shift in South Africa's foreign policy, citing that the U.S. remains a key strategic and trading partner.
If indeed President Trump comes to South Africa, security around him and security around other presidents. You know, we are all sovereign, we are all equal, but some are more equal than others. So the security needs to be heightened. It's like President Xi Jinping being here, you have to heighten the security.
Barrick Mining has called on the World Bank's arbitration tribunal to step in as it faces losing control of its Lolo Gonkoto gold mine in Mali, says Reuters. The move follows a request by Mali's government for the mine to be placed under provisional administration, with a court ruling expected next month. U.S. President Donald Trump's global tariffs have been temporarily reinstated. This after a federal appeals court agreed to pause a ruling halting the import taxes while it considers the White House's appeal. The Trump administration had threatened to go to the Supreme Court if it was unable to block the trade court's ruling that said the president had exceeded his authority in imposing the tariffs. Kate Fisher is our correspondent in Washington.
The Trump administration immediately lodged an appeal with the federal appeals court, and on Thursday, it paused the ruling made by the trade court, temporarily reinstating the tariffs. So the United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit here in Washington provided no opinion or reasoning for this, but it did direct the plaintiffs in the original case to respond by June the 5th and for the Trump administration to respond by June the 9th.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.